You're listening to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide with Bart Zandbergen, your distinguished host and certified financial planner.
Hi, welcome to the show, the Zandbergen Show, the report. We are so happy to have you here. Today, we're going to be showcasing wealth strategies and investment wisdom, which is essential for the revolving world. I'm Letitia Burbaum, and I'm going to be your guest host today, and I'm here with Katie.
Hi.
And today that we also want to say hi, Paul, our engineer.
We got to get both of you to talk up. That Katie was that was a little weak.
Is that too quiet?
That was like,
is that better?
Hi.
Okay, I'll lean into it.
All right, there we go.
So our topic today is creative marketing and branding strategies. So we're really excited to have Katie here on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so a little bit about Katie. She has a little over 20 plus years of marketing and branding strategy. This is in her history, and she's very experienced in this world. And we're really excited. We're not going to give you too many details, but she's getting ready to launch a brand new company. So we really wanted to bring her on the show and talk about how that she can really help us here.
Let's get the scoop. Come on. No, let's get the scoop. I want to be the first to know right now.
So the scoop is I'm coming in with some very seasoned professionals that I've worked with for a number of years in a past life. And we've learned a few things together and are very well aligned in what lessons we took on from some of the clients we've helped in the past. And we're going to launch with a different approach. And I'm sorry that there aren't too many details available now, but we're still in stealth mode and we'll be out in probably a little over a month. So I know we'll get into more of what we'll be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for being on the show. And like Paul said, we'll probably pry a little bit more before the show is over.
That sounds good to me.
Why don't you start with a little bit about your background and tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. So I come from the Midwest, so I'm a lover of this weather and I'll never leave it. But I spent my childhood in the Midwest and studied journalism in college and wound up in PR and have spent, as you mentioned, the last 20 years building brands and helping them get into the media and developing creative strategies and helping them do the right things, really, to help grow. And I wanted to be a writer, but I think my lack of confidence in my early 20s right out of school had me fearing I wouldn't be able to support myself because the competition is so stiff and there are so many good writers out there. And so I was lucky that journalism helped me find my way into a PR agency at an early age, and I've spent my whole career at one.
Amazing. I love it. So what are some of the things that really speak to you in the PR world that you feel like just resonate with your life?
Well, I don't know about my life in particular, but one of the things that's sticking with me a lot lately is this concept of storytelling. Okay. Every agency talks about it. Okay. What I like about it is companies these days, you know, everyone's going, well, PR is changing. You know, the way a company is represented or needs to get out into the press is changing because the press itself is challenged with needing to make sure that they're getting enough eyeballs on their stories. They're under pressure to share everything on social media. And so it's true that everything with regard to public relations is now, most of it's in digital in nature.
But print to digital now?
That's right.
Or a combination of both?
Both, okay. But digital is really what's more important because a print story is gone after it's out. And so you know, I remember, you know, 8-10 years ago, clients would say, well, I don't have enough in print. And that we thought was really funny because when it's digital, it never dies. And you can dust it off and amend the story and reshare it and add a new viewpoint. And so it's nice to see that even though this evolution is still occurring at a quick pace, storytelling is needed. And brands always need to differentiate and they need their clear, concise, impactful messaging out into the marketplace. Even though the PR they do, that's still necessary, maybe a digital in nature.
It's so important. I agree. Because absolutely what we do for our clients all the time definitely is resonating. We are writing papers and we're promoting it, but people don't know you unless you're able to really properly brand yourself and have that exposure. So I too can admit I am one of the newer people that have been able to adopt social media. Before I was anti-social media, but now I really feel like it's so important to embrace it. So I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And branded content too. You know, any company is aware that who does PR is aware that it used to be, we don't want to contribute an article because the newsrooms are shrinking. And so mm-hmm. a publication would say, I like the angle. Can you throw me a piece? Mm-hmm. Can you send me a post? Get me an article. We'll put your name on it and we'll publish it. And my clients used to complain about that and say, I don't want that. I want an editor or a reporter to write about me, and I want the third party itself to write about me. Mm-hmm. And then we started to see the value in contributed content. And mm-hmm. you can control the message when it's all about you. And it can't be too self-aggrandizing, of course, unless it's advertorial in nature. But what we found happening is now, of course, the media has caught on to that. And then we have this thing called content marketing where yep. there is such a demand for it that the media can charge a brand for putting mm-hmm. out content that's educational or thought leadership in nature. So it's all in harnessing that and figuring out how to best meet the needs of the media and the client at the same time, and how to deliver content and at the right price.
I'm so glad that you're doing this, because it's a full-time job just being able to keep up with all of the changes. This is amazing.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. You know, they always say PR is no 2 days are the same, but mm-hmm. I think in the whole world of marketing, no 2 days are the same.
So what are some specific tips or a story, like you were saying before, with some of your maybe previous clients, without having to say specific names, that's really changed their brand or who they are through that story?
The way you started to ask that question had me thinking of a particular anecdote.
Okay.
And it's why we are launching the company we are going to come out with.
Okay. I knew we were going to get more.
Well, it was actually a company right down the street here.
Okay.
So we're in Costa Mesa, and it was just a client I had for several years, rather early in my career. Mm-hmm. And we were at a high-pressure meeting with the entire agency team and the whole executive team at this company that was going through a sale to a public company. Mm-hmm. And the CEO of the company that was selling said to me, as a young professional, at the end of the meeting, we'd gone through all the terrific PR coverage, editorial coverage, all the news stories that our agency had secured for him. And he said, "What's my stock price?"
Wow.
And I was a kid. I likened to myself as a kid back then. And I was doing the job I was told to do. And I didn't know the answer. And my boss, who's a VP at the agency, didn't know the answer. And we left what should have been a very favorable meeting with egg on our face, because it was clear to the client that even though we were supposedly delivering on what we were doing, and it may have been helping his business, if we truly understood the goal, we may have done even better work. And so my colleagues and I, these professionals I've been working with for a while that we're going together to launch this agency, we're approaching the market with that anecdote in mind, that you can have a good team, a solid team, a skilled team, but if you're cogs in a wheel mm-hmm. who don't understand the end goal, you're not going to deliver to a brand what it really needs. And so what we're about to do is to go in and offer a brand something different, something they probably aren't used to experiencing with the agencies they've worked with.
Yeah, what a great impact. Well, we're going to take a quick break. So thank you so much, and hold on, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
Imagine buying a newspaper and discovering that the news you're reading is 6 months old. There isn't much that stays the same for 6 months. And the same thing goes for background checks. In a time when so much outdated information is being passed around, it's good to know that People G2 offers something different. At People G2, we provide today's intelligence, not yesterday's news. Our value-added approach offers you a fully FCRA-compliant solution that includes up-to-the-minute information. By combining industry-leading technology with old-school human investigation, People G2 is able to give you information that is accurate right now, delivered quickly to our online system or integrated with your HR system. So ask yourself, are you comfortable working with old news, or are you ready for a different kind of background check company? Visit peopleg2.com or call 800-630-2880. That's 800-630-2880 or peopleg2.com.
All right, back to Letitia and her guest.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it. Well, we want to come back. And also, before we get too involved with our conversation again, and I know that it'll be hard, we'll get busy, I want to be able to make sure that we're plugging here for our podcast. And so it's really exciting that we're now on iTunes and iHeartRadio and Podbeam, and we're going to be on all the other social sites. But we really want to be able to make sure that people are liking us and listening to us. And if you like Katie here and you like OptiVest Wealth Management, and you want to know a little bit more about us, or Letitia Burbaum, we're really excited to have listeners and followers. So we are on the Apple
platform. Only thing you've missed, are that whole spiel there. I still don't know Katie's last name. You just keep saying Katie. Like maybe she's under wraps because she's going to this mysterious new company and she doesn't want to admit who she is. But
witness protection.
Yeah,
it's Pierini. Pierini.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So you're going to find us. Here's our logo right behind us. It's the Zanbergen Report, and it's Wealth Strategies and Investment Wisdom. So just wanted to let you guys know we will be probably changing that and adding a logo and a photo soon. But in the meantime, really excited for you guys just to like us and follow us and watch us transition.
Can I ask one quick question before you guys launch into, I'm going to talk in more depth. I couldn't help but smile as Katie was talking about storytelling. Isn't this what this show is all about? I mean, this whole medium is long-form storytelling in a world where everything is short and quick, 140 characters. How often do you get to really sit and tell a story anymore?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Power podcasting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. Speaking of all the media and how to capture what we're doing on a business owner standpoint, how can we really measure our impact?
Yeah, of PR. I think that's a really important question, because what happens is an agency will do great work and a company, a brand will get coverage in the business media, in their trade media, in their local media. And that's to meet any number of goals, whether it be to attract talent, to sell product. You know, no matter what a company tells an agency it wants, and usually it is to attract talent, to sell product, they all want to increase the bottom line. And so they may ask for differentiation, and that's what they need, but they may ask for a myriad of different things, and it's really just to grow. And so what we're finding is PR is only one part of the equation, and a PR firm can do so well with all of this great editorial coverage. But 6 months in, it turns into a nice to have, where a brand will say, I really liked being in the Wall Street Journal. I'm not sure that it impacted my business. Or I got a lot of compliments, but I didn't see product sales increase from that piece. So we know that it's important, but the storytelling now has to happen throughout the performance-based marketing, the digital advertising, and the editorial content, and whether that be contributed or written by an outlet. So we find that it's a combination that's needed. Now, there are tools these days to help us track the results. You know, an agency used to say, well, I got you 10 pieces of coverage and you were written about, you know, 6 times last week. And this is what the circulation is, or the comparable ad rate for if you'd advertised in this much space. And that's just a load of baloney. It's really, it doesn't help. And so what we have now are tools that allow us not just to tie into companies' Google Analytics, but we do that. But they help us not just track traffic being driven to a site, but the engagement with a particular piece. Because the PR portion of the marketing, advertising, PR triad is really top of the funnel. It's really creating demand generation so that eventually leads can come in the door. And so we have to use these tools so that we can see not just what's driving traffic to a site, but who's engaging with this coverage. Was it shared on LinkedIn? Was it liked on Facebook? Was someone retweeting the story when the Wall Street Journal published it and then tweeted it out? And that helps us tell a marketing team at a company, big or small, here's where people are engaging with your content. And the marketing lead can then say, this is very helpful. I'm going to put more budget and focus more on a strategy on LinkedIn, because I'm finding a lot of my prospects or our target audiences engaging with our content online. And then they are able to find out, was it because of the outlet? Was the outlet popular with their readership or their prospective buyer base? Or was the topic interesting, and then we can do more of what's working. So it is important, I think, what agencies are seeing now that do not have these types of tools and metrics in place is that they do great work, but they can't they can't show how great it is or why it's great, and unfortunately then they lose their client. So the smart agencies are getting on board with these tools to be able to really report to their brand clients on how well they're really moving the needle for them.
And that's important, like you're saying, like moving the needle. At the end of the day, we know what you're doing is value add, but then is it hitting the bottom line, and does it feel like this is going to continue to provide opportunity, or like you said, grow their brand and that growth going forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I appreciate that. So we talked a little bit about, you know, the storytelling, and talked about, you know, how do we measure that? And what are some of the lessons that you have learned through this process or over your 20 years of experience?
That's a fun one to answer. I think the latest stage of my career has been in identifying good brands to work with that the agencies I worked with would want to have as customers.
So what would that look like?
I went beyond just the execution and getting the stories and doing the creative campaigns and actually being responsible for a subset of an agency's business. Mm. And one of the lessons I've learned is that not all good business is good business. Not all business is good, right? And if you're taking on a client because that client's ready to spend money, but they don't know what they want, they're not going to stay happy. And we'd rather have the long-term benefit of a long-term relationship and referral and mutual success than get revenue in the door, as an agency would say, to have it go. And so what my colleagues and I are going to do here is make sure that when a company comes to us and says, I need PR.
Yeah.
I need a creative campaign. We don't stop at that. And we really are going to dig in and say,
ask for more.
And ask for more. And we're going to do research, and we're going to help them figure out what it is the brand truly needs. Mm. Maybe it's that they're not connecting with their buying audience. Mm. Maybe it's a product issue. And that's something that no amount of PR can fix. Mm. But we're going to dig in, and we're going to help them figure out what it is they really need so that they're happy with the result. I think that a valuable lesson is that it's easy to sign a contract sometimes, especially if you're a good salesperson, and it cannot end well for anybody, and that's not a great way to give back to the universe. So I think we're excited about this, being able to really help brands where they need it.
You're looking for great partnerships so you can see them grow and develop and help them, and then you're growing and developing at the same time and launching this new company and kind of morphing into this superpower agency, but working with the right people.
Yeah, we're passionate about that. And to my point earlier about hiring younger people who are cogs in a wheel, we're going to be deploying very seasoned, experienced professionals that we've all come across and learned to trust and that have great credibility with us, because those people really know what they're doing, and we're gonna then train the team that we bring on and build, because we want brands to really aspire to work with us, and that's where the fun is, both for the brand and for the agency. I think we're going to see that's a difference that we're able to offer.
Yeah, that's great. So what would be maybe a takeaway or some type of tip for a listener that they can say, okay, that's the one thing I feel like I learned from this podcast that I can share with my friends, or I want to make sure that Katie's agency is working with us?
Mm. You know, that's a fun one too, because always having been on the agency side and never really being the buyer, I always found that we had the best relationships when a prospect we were talking to bought based on chemistry as much as they did experience and a creative campaign that we had proposed on the agency side. Because if the idea is kind of on the mark, but there's been a really great rapport between agency and client, and you as the buyer, as the brand, trust the people you work with, and you feel like you could collaborate with them, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll buy the good idea as the brand, even without clicking with the team. And then if anything falls apart, you're not really sure how you're going to work well together. And sometimes you don't. So I always say to a brand, I our feeling is that you want to go with your gut, and you really want to buy based on credibility and trust and the rapport that you have with the agency and their ability to collaborate with you, and really their commitment and passion for what it is you do as a brand.
That's so great. I love it. So we have just a few more minutes left. So do you have any like personal ultimate lessons learned or something additional that you would like to share with the audience today?
You know, I think I sort of talked through it previously with the whole notion that brands don't really know what they need.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they would come to us with an ask. Mm-hmm. And I think it's up to the partner, the agency partner, to dig in and really do good work, because in 6 months you're going to be obsolete. You're going to be kicked to the curb. You won't have done the work. You won't have done the good job. And I think helping a brand identify what its true problem really is the only way you can give back to that brand and help them.
So doing your homework and understanding what they want, and then really figuring it out, and then going in there with a great game plan and being like, okay, we can change it if we want to change it.
That's fantastic. And I'd say a lot of agencies don't do that, but not only agencies, a lot of communications professionals or marketing heads don't know how to do that. They hear we need this, we have to do that, and they go do it instead of going, wait, what are we really aiming for here?
Yeah.
And then backing up and taking a deep look and doing some research and analysis. And hopefully that's a differentiation point for us. That's at least what we've identified. It is really what's needed.
I can see that definitely being a need. And I think that there's a lot of people can really use your services. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Make sure to check us out online and download our podcast. And we're excited to be here today. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting www.bartzandbergen.com. Interested in being a featured guest on our show, or have a question you'd like to hear us answer on the Zandbergen Report? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com.
The Zandbergen Report is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. The content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host, Bart Zandbergen, or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.